Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the reopening of schools on Monday is expected to be discussed when the Cabinet Subcommittee on COVID-19 meets tomorrow. The rollout of the new Oxford-AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine has got underway in Northern Ireland today. Meanwhile, the COVID-19 vaccine is expected to be administered to staff at Letterkenny University Hospital in the coming days. And there are urgent calls on both the Taoiseach and Minister Charney McConlogue to seek a renegotiation of access to Irish fishing waters following the outcome of the Brexit trade deal. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the reopening of schools on Monday is expected to be discussed when the Cabinet Subcommittee on COVID-19 meets tomorrow. The three party leaders, along with the Health, Finance and Public Expenditure Ministers, will attend as well as senior health officials. The meeting will take place as pressure in the health system increases amid rising coronavirus case numbers. The Department of Education earlier said it fully intends to reopen schools on the 11th of January. The Labour Party's education spokesperson Aidan O'Riordan says rather than closing the schools, a staggered return to classrooms should be considered.
To perhaps allow for a certain cohort of students to still attend school. So that could be Leaving Cert year, could be DESH infants, it could be children with additional needs, it could be the children of frontline workers who are going to need to keep working during this pandemic. That could be about maybe 15-20% of the entire school-going population. If NEFID are okay with that, then I think that's something we should investigate.
Well, a South Inish young councillor says people in his area are growing increasingly pessimistic over the planned reopening date for schools. South Inish young returned the highest 14-day incidence rate of the virus in the latest local electoral area figures, and local councillor Jack Murray says both parents and teachers deserve clear direction.
There's a lot of teachers, staff, pupils and parents who are being strung along with uncertainty, and they need the minister to come out in a very forthright and frank way. Give them an honest answer on what's going to happen so they can make their plans in the weeks ahead, because that is the very, very least that they deserve right now.
And what's the feeling locally between teachers and parents in the Inishowen area at the minute?
Yeah, anybody I've spoken to holds serious doubt that this January 11th date is going to be met. Indeed, none of them that I've spoken to expect that date to be met. So while the government and the minister keep continuing to reiterate that the January 11th date will be met, they lack credibility at this point. So that's why we're saying the people, or the minister and the government, need to come out. They need to be honest with the people. They need to give clear direction, because people need to make plans at this time of the year.
Now, reflecting on the festive period, and we did see the latest local electoral area figures as it relates to COVID-19 and the incidence rate. South Inishowen seems to come up top there with the highest incidence rate in the county. What, in your opinion, is the reason for that high figure in the latest data?
Yeah, it's a very, very sobering figure and very, very worrying. I don't think there's any one reason that you can put on it. There's a number of factors. We've seen it go up across the county, and indeed it's now swept across the state as well. So there is no one reason that can be identified, but all I can say is that it's extremely worrying, it's extremely concerning, and I think we're going for some dark weeks ahead in Letterkenny University Hospital. So I would appeal to everybody who's listening to adhere to the government advice.
People in Donegal are being warned that they need to assume that everyone they come into contact with outside of their household has COVID-19. Stranorder GP Dr. Dennis McCauley says the county is in a very precarious position. 194 new cases of the virus were confirmed in Donegal last night, with the county's 14-day incidence rate currently at 826.7 per 100,000 people. Dr. McCauley, who is also chairman of the Irish Medical Organisation's GP subcommittee, says cases will continue to rise dramatically in the days ahead, and in order to curb the spread of the virus, people must act responsibly.
We need to realise that at the present minute, we're in this phase now. We've gone from the containment phase to the mitigation phase. The virus is actually in the community at a very high rate. We have to assume that everybody you see outside your household has COVID, and you have to take actions accordingly. And I would just impress on everybody, assume Donegal is a close contact. We're all close contacts. I'd ask you all to restrict your movements now for the next 2 weeks too. Unfortunately, the numbers will continue to increase until probably the third week in January, but that die is cast. There's nothing we can do about that. But we have to ensure that it doesn't keep going. Because if we don't take very careful action at the present minute, rather than in the middle of January things easing off slightly, they will keep going. What we do now will reflect numbers in 2 weeks' time. Mm. And I think we have to be very careful. We hope that we'll come to a very high number and it begin to drop. But that will only happen if people around the country, around the county, take responsibility for what's going to happen next. And all I ask is that everybody self-isolates for 2 weeks. You know, essentially, when it comes to testing, there are just we'll move on to that. There's been a changing in the testing regime. We don't care about close contacts because we know there's so many. Up until prior to this, when you had a positive case, there was one or two close contacts. Over Christmas, that went up to 6 to 7.
The COVID-19 vaccine is expected to be administered to staff at Letterkenny University Hospital in the coming days. Minister Charlie McConnell-Loke says priority will be given to hospital staff across the country. Concerns were raised over the timeframe of when the jab would be rolled out at the hospital after 2,000 health workers were vaccinated in Cork City hospitals in the last 3 days alone. But speaking earlier in today's 9 till noon show, Minister McConnell-Loke says he expects to see progress in the week ahead.
My understanding is that in the next week or so, that it will start to be rolled out in Letterkenny as well. A national has been coordinated at national level, but every hospital is going to be given prioritisation in terms of the staff to try and protect them. I don't agree that we're so far down the list, nor should that be the case. I don't think anyone is saying that. So every hospital is being put in place at the moment to roll it out to every hospital in the fastest time frame possible. There's been preparations put in place for every hospital to be vaccinated, and there's no basis for saying that the Letterkenny is going to be anyway down the list. Every hospital is to be equally prioritised.
The vaccination of nursing home residents and staff got underway today. However, vaccination teams are not due to arrive in nursing homes in Donegal until January the 13th. Meanwhile, the rollout of the new Oxford AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine has got underway in Northern Ireland today. Up to 11,000 people aged over 80 are set to receive the jab there this week, with a batch of 50,000 doses allocated to the region. 84-year-old John Gray became one of the first people to receive the vaccine at a GP surgery on the Falls Road in Belfast.
Well, relieved, let's say that. Relieved. It's been hard for my partner and myself. She's a little bit younger than I am, so she'll be in the next lot, but other than that, I'm very happy to be here.
It comes as 12 additional COVID-related deaths have been recorded in the north today. 1,801 people have tested positive for coronavirus in the last 24 hours. 527 people are in hospital with the virus in Northern Ireland and 39 people are in ICU. Non-urgent hospital care is going to be cancelled from this week to free up capacity in the country's hospitals. The CEO of the HSC has confirmed the measure and is warning the number of patients with COVID in hospitals could hit 2,500. Up to 430 people could be admitted to ICU if the current trends continue, leading to huge pressure on the health system. Around 3,000 healthcare workers are currently out sick with COVID or because they are close contacts. Paul Reid is urging everyone to be vigilant.
I'm here relaying how serious it is, but I'm equally saying to everybody, we can stop this. We can turn this around. We have to. This is not a friendly match. This is for real. This counts. But it needs urgent, immediate retraction from everybody.
A public health expert has reiterated comments that if COVID-19 was affecting animals or poultry, there would be an all-island approach to the virus by now. Dr. Gabriel Scally has long been calling on governments north and south to declare an all-island emergency to tackle rising COVID cases on both sides of the border. He believes an all-island approach would be a challenge in terms of reaching agreement on a number of issues, but says it's a challenge that politicians seemingly don't want to tackle.
The economy depends basically on the movement of goods. And we've had freight flowing freely by air and by ferry, and we've had no proven outbreaks or clusters associated with the movement of freight with doing business. It comes from the movement of people, and it's very often people who are there for tourist purposes or coming back to visit families. That's what brings the virus in and out. When people say it can't be done, what they mean is they don't want to do it. When they say it can't be done in Ireland, It's because they don't think they'll be able to sit all down around a table with DUP and Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, whoever, and get to an agreement to do it. And I think, well, that's a that's not my problem as a public health doctor. I'm telling you what you have to do. And if the politicians can't bring themselves to at least make the effort to do that, at least make the effort and say that's where we want to go to, and let's do it. Because I can tell you, if it was foot and mouth, if it was an animal disease affecting chicken or pigs or cattle, it would be done. There'd be an all-Ireland approach and we would get it down to zero by massive efforts, but not for people. We can't do it for people, and it's a shame.
Elsewhere, the British Prime Minister will set out further steps to tackle the spread of coronavirus later. Boris Johnson is making an address at 8 o'clock and is expected to announce stricter rules for England. Earlier, he warned there was no question that tougher measures would be required.
The crucial thing is to recognise that we've got a new variant that is requiring extra special vigilance, and we will do everything we can to keep the virus under control, and people should be in no doubt that the government will do everything that is necessary.
Meanwhile, Scotland will enter a national lockdown until the end of the month. The First Minister's admitted she's more concerned about the coronavirus situation now than at any point during the pandemic. She says new restrictions are being introduced to curb the spread of a new, more transmissible variant of COVID-19. Nicola Sturgeon says without further action, Scottish hospitals could be overwhelmed within 3 or 4 weeks.
We have decided to introduce from midnight tonight for the duration of January a legal requirement to stay at home except for essential purposes. This is similar to the lockdown of March last year.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports in Letterkenny. Find all you need for getting fit in 2021 in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
At 13 minutes past five, it's now time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with soccer. Jack Byrne has completed his move to APL Nicosia on a 2-year deal. The Republic of Ireland international will link up with Mick McCarthy, who gave him his international debut in 2019. Byrne won a League of Ireland title with Shamrock Rovers last season and was crowned the PFAI Player of the Year for a second season in a row. Sligo Rovers have completed the signing of Jordan Gibson. The former Bradford and Stevenage attacker spent the second half of last season at St Patrick's Athletic. Gibson becomes Sligo's 14th signing ahead of the 2021 campaign. Cross channel, Liverpool can go 3 points clear at the top of the Premier League tonight. Only goal difference separates Liverpool and Manchester United at the top as the champions prepare to face Southampton. The Saints will be without goalkeeper Alex McCarthy after he tested positive for COVID-19. Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp says he isn't surprised to see so many teams bunched together at the top.
Last season was very tough for us as well, so it's not that we didn't thought, oh my God, it's that easy. So it was really tough, and this year is tough again. So yes, we wish it would not be that close, but I'm not surprised that it's that close.
Kickoff at St Mary's tonight is at 8 o'clock. Will Southampton play for the first time this year, looking to end a run of 4 Premier League games without a victory? Despite their recent dip in form, manager Ralph Hasenhüttl believes his side are making good progress.
56 points in 2020, I think. We took nearly the most wins with Liverpool and Tottenham, I think. This is, I must say, for this club and for this team, absolutely amazing what they did. We can be proud of the team and still know that we have to get better.
Manchester United have appointed their former midfielder Darren Fletcher as a first-team coach. He had been working with the under-16 side. Fletcher made over 340 appearances for United between 2003 and 2015 after coming through the academy. In Scotland, former Rangers striker Peter Lovenkrantz believes his old club already have the Premiership title wrapped up. They moved 19 points clear off rival Celtic at the top of the table over the weekend. Neil Lennon's side, however, do have 3 games in hand, but Lovenkrantz says Rangers don't look like they will be caught.
When we won an all-firm game, the next game after was just as crucial. Rangers are going to Aberdeen, very, very tough game. And if you don't get the 3 points there, the 3 points they've gained against Celtic in the all-firm game, it's basically going to get undone. So for me, it's crucial the next game afterwards, but I do think the gap's too big.
Derry City legend Willie Kern has died. Willie, who celebrated his 90th birthday last May, joined the Brandywell club as a 14-year-old in 1944 and worked his way up to the senior side. He was part of the Derry team who won the famous three-game Irish Cup final against Glentoran in 1954. After his playing days, Willie became a committed volunteer and was honoured with Derry City's first ever Lifetime Volunteer Award in 2018. In Gaelic games, Mayo goalkeeper David Clark has retired from inter-county football. During a career which spanned two decades, Clark won 8 Connacht titles, 2 Alliance Football League crowns and 2 GAA GPA All-Stars. Clark made his league debut for Mayo in 2002 and made 56 championship appearances. Clark's announcement comes just 24 hours after Donal Vaughan also retired from the inter-county scene. Carl Lacey has left the Donegal senior management setup. The player of the year with the county in the All-Ireland success in 2012 was part of Declan Bonner's management since 2017. It's understood he has stepped away due to family and work commitments. Lacey is a lecturer at the LYIT in Letterkenny. Galway senior ladies football manager Tim Rabbitt has stepped down from his role after 2 years in charge. In a statement issued today, he confirmed he would not be putting his name forward again in 2021. Tim, who is a director here at Highland Radio, came into Stephen Glennon's setup in 2018 as a coach before taking the reins the following year and leading the Tribes women to a first All-Ireland final appearance in 14 years. The championship came to an end this year at the All-Ireland semi-final stage, losing to Cork. And finally in rugby, Jonathan Sexton is a doubt for Leinster's Pro 14 derby with Ulster on Friday night. The Ireland captain sustained a head injury in the weekend defeat to Connacht and is following the return to play protocols. And that is it from the Highland Radio Sports Desk for today. Back with more tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, there are urgent calls on both the Taoiseach and Minister Charlie McConlogue to seek a renegotiation of access to Irish fishing waters following the outcome of the Brexit trade deal. Sinn Féin spokesperson on fisheries and the marine and Donegal deputy Padraig McLaughlin believes the deal amounts to another 15% cut in quota and income to an Irish fishing fleet that was already struggling to survive. Deputy McLaughlin says the real issue is effectively the handing over of our Irish natural fishing resources to others every year. He says this and always has been detrimental to local fishing communities, and now more so than ever it must be addressed as a matter of urgency.
What the real issue is that right around our coast we have an immense natural marine resource that has been handed away to other member states, fishing fleets from other countries based on traditional fishing rights back in the 1970s, decades ago, not up to the present day. That has to be renegotiated. We have to have a fair allocation that gives a living to our Irish coastal communities first before we start handing it away to others.
Compared to, though, what was worst feared initially before Christmas, it could have been a lot worse in terms of this Brexit trade deal, it can be argued.
Well, that's the spin that the government's put on us. But the truth of it is this, is that we have an immense natural resource around the coast of Ireland. And any fisherman who's out there now will tell you that if they were allowed to fish within Irish waters, there wouldn't be an issue. The problem here is how the common fisheries policy is applied. And now that the principle, as it applies to Britain, has been accepted, that what's called zonal attachment, so fishing waters attached to your coastline, has been accepted as a principle now, that also must be applied to Irish coastal waters. So what we need to do is, and it's long overdue, this has been taking decades to get to this point, we now need to look at the immense resource within the 200-mile limit around Ireland and try to ensure that there's a living provided to Irish coastal communities before we allocate quota to other countries.
Meanwhile, the number of checks required on trucks arriving at Dublin Port has increased in recent days due to Brexit. Traffic levels at the port remain low and its busiest period isn't expected for another week or two. British hauliers are being told to expect some delays. But Tom Talbot from Dublin Port says it's hoped they can be kept to a minimum.
Because the UK is outside of the EU, we are obliged, as one of the guardians within the EU, to carry out a number of checks on goods coming in and out of the EU. So in that sense, certain businesses will be called, and they will be called for either a documentary check or a physical check. And in those small number of cases, they will undergo what is normal business, but what some may perceive to be now a new delay.
A Malaysian coroner has ruled that Nora Korn was not murdered. The 15-year-old Irish teenager disappeared from a hotel resort and her body was discovered around 2.5 kilometres away 10 days later. Nora's family have described the ruling as hugely disappointing. Kim Buckley reports.
15-year-old Nora Quaran went missing from a holiday resort in Malaysia in August 2019, a day after she arrived with her family. Her body was found around 2.5 kilometres away in a jungle 10 days later. Police insisted there was no foul play in her death and a post-mortem showed she starved and died of internal bleeding. Her parents think it's impossible she wandered off alone because of her mental and physical disabilities and that she was kidnapped. However, today a Malaysian coroner ruled out the involvement of other people in her death.
After hearing all the relevant evidence, I rule that there was no one involved in the death of Nora. It is more probable than not that she died by misadventure, i.e. she had gone out of the Sora house on her own and subsequently got lost in the abandoned palm oil plantation.
And the inquiry was closed.
For me to speculate and presume of her action and involvement of third party without any proof fact would be a breach of my duty. So the inquiry is hereby closed.
The family of Nora Quaran have called the coroner's ruling hugely disappointing.
And finally, Met Aaron says snow is on the way this week. It's expecting small accumulations of snow on Wednesday and Thursday and very cold weather until the weekend. Meteorologist Paul Downes says temperatures will drop tonight.
Over the next few days, there's a couple of showers, especially in Leinster and Munster, and some of them may turn wintry. We're not expecting to have much accumulations with them. However, on Wednesday night into Thursday, there's a better chance of snow, especially for the Midlands and east of the country. The west might be more in the way of sleet, but more will come of that in the next couple of days.
A very cold day today with sunny spells and frost and icy patches lingering in some areas. Dry apart from a few showers with highest temperatures of just 1 to 4 degrees in moderate northeast breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the reopening of schools on Monday is expected to be discussed when the Cabinet Subcommittee on COVID-19 meets tomorrow. The three party leaders, along with the Health, Finance and Public Expenditure Ministers, will attend as well as senior health officials. People in Donegal are being warned that they need to assume that everyone they come into contact with outside of their household has COVID-19. Stranorder-based GP Dr. Dennis McCauley says the county is in a very precarious position. Meanwhile, the rollout of the new Oxford AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine has got underway in Northern Ireland today. Up to 11,000 people aged over 80 are set to receive the jab there this week, with a batch of 50,000 doses allocated to the region. And there are urgent calls on both the Taoiseach and Minister Charlie McConlough to seek a renegotiation of access to Irish fishing waters following the outcome of the Brexit trade deal. Sinn Féin spokesperson on fisheries and the marine and Donegal deputy Padraig McLaughlin believes the deal amounts to another 15% cut in quota and income to an Irish fishing fleet that was already struggling to survive. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, January the 4th. The death has occurred of Rosie Loughrey, formerly of Hillview Park at Castlederg. Rosie's remains will arrive at St Patrick's Church, Castlederg, tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Due to government restrictions, the removal, mass and interment are strictly private. The death has taken place of Noel Christopher Semekin at Carrow Keel at Quigley's Point. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in St Columbus Church Drum, Quigley's Point, followed by burial in the adjoining burial ground. Funeral service can be viewed on the St Columbus Church website, stcolumbusdrum.net. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial is private to family only. The death has taken place of Tony Kelly, Mallon Road, Carndonagh. Funeral leaving his home on Wednesday morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Ard Aveen Alzheimer's Unit, Carndonagh. Mass can be viewed on churchmedia.tv/parish of Carndonagh. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to immediate family only. The death has taken place of Jean Wilson, Laura Lahardin, Rath Mullen. Her remains are reposing at the residence of her daughter Jo and Kevin Doherty, Laura Lahardin, Rathmullen. Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, with cremation at 4 o'clock in Lakelands Crematorium, County Cavan. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and cremation is private to family only. Rosary this evening at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass and Rosary can be viewed on MCN Media/ St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen. The death has occurred of Brendan O'Keeney, Fincher Road, Killybegs, County Donegal. Removal on Wednesday morning at 10:30 to St Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, for 11 o'clock at funeral mass. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Due to current restrictions, house and funeral are private to family only. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or McBurshy's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Ethna McGrory, 11 Lisowen Avenue, Buncrana. Remains will repose at McLaughlin's funeral home, Lower Main Street. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 9:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 10 o'clock requiem mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral is private to family only. And the death has taken place of Susan O'Donnell, Nae McBride, Cornegullion, Glendowen, Churchill, reposing at her late residence. Funeral can be viewed on St Columbkill's Church Glendowen webcam at churchservices.tv/Churchill at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, followed by burial in Garton Cemetery. Due to ongoing HSE and government restrictions, the wake and funeral is private to family only.